Escobar. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim, up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Tonight, boys sub-district play continues with the semifinals of the C-110 tournament at Kearney High. Game 1 features the top seed Gibbon Buffaloes battling the Broken Bow Indians. Game 2 will have the Kearney Catholic Stars tangling with the Minden Whippets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Up the floor, Milks. Milks just about got his pocket picked by Williams. Finds Stroh in the left-hand corner. Back to Reinertsen on the left elbow. He's double. Jump pass back out top. Milks. Milks for three. It's good. Assist Reinertsen. Milks hits the three.
Gibbon looks to advance to their second straight state tournament, but must avenge last month's loss to Broken Bow. Kearney Catholic also looking for a return trip to Lincoln, and their journey begins with Minden. It's the C-110 sub-district coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Dudelock from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Kearney High School. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show with continuing coverage of the C-110 basketball tournament. Tonight it is the boys' semifinal game two between the second-seed Kearney Catholic Stars and the three-seed Minden Whippets. Glad to have you along with us. Our first game tonight, lights-out shooting by Gibbon as they were able to take care of Broken Bow, 73-55. Broken Bow started to shoot the ball better in the second half, but they were down 18 at the half and never got closer than 16 the rest of the way. And the final score ended up being 18 points as both teams got 35 second half points. 33 points, 7 rebounds for Riley Reinertsen. Gareth Stroh had 19. Broken Bow was led by Grayson Minnick with 20. Jordan Lemberg, 10 points and 10 rebounds in his final game for the four seniors there at Broken Bow. Here you've got a situation where Kearney Catholic and Minden are playing, but you didn't have to wait in line to get into the gymnasium here tonight. Last Thursday, of course, the girls' teams played the Battle of Unbeaten, sold out the gym, and we'll see how it plays out here tonight in the boys' game. This is a couple of teams that have had a ton of success over the last handful of years. For Minden, they've hit a little bump in the road here the last couple of seasons, and right now they've got to find a way to snap a six-game losing streak if they want to keep their season alive. While on the other side, Kearney Catholic actually has their longest winning streak of the season going right now, and that's three games. They're 12-11 with wins over Centura, Loup City, Arcadia, and Adams Central. These teams have not met. They do not meet in the regular season. They do play that jamboree game, kind of the preseason type of game, I guess you would say, before the regular season began, and you can't take a whole lot out of that. Kearney Catholic, Minden, getting ready to battle for the right to face Gibbon in the sub-district final. We've got it all coming your way after we continue here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at some other scores. Girls district basketball action also getting underway tonight. Right now, Kearney and Grand Island are playing in the A6 at Bellevue East. The winner will get Bellevue East. How about this? Bellevue East 79, Omaha South 74 in the 1-4 girls matchup. So Kearney, who's the heavy favorite over Grand Island, they could have a big-time matchup on Thursday against Bellevue East. Millard West beat Omaha Burke, and Omaha Benson beat Omaha Marion. In some of the other scores earlier tonight in boys basketball, Bertrand edged Eustace Farnham. Erroneously, it was reported that Loomis had won the game last night. Eustace Farnham did. Bertrand wins by one. Also, Kennesaw beat Pleasanton by just 1 point tonight, 45-44. It was Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth, 58-36. Spalding Academy over Ewing, 79-38. It was Ravenna taking care of Stapleton McPherson County, 80-20. Donovan Trumbull over Blue Hills, 69-46. Heartland Lutheran over Harvard by a score of 48-41. Right now, airing on our network of stations, it is one of the best battles you could have tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Two of the top five teams in C2, the defending state champion Southern Valley, taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. That is down at Minden on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Overton is taking on Amherst. And, of course, here we've got Minden, Kearney Catholic. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. Kearney Catholic is the visitor in tonight's basketball game. And they'll start as they have the second part of the season. Number one is a 5'10" senior, Matt Moore. Number 11, a 6'2" senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 12, a 5'10" senior, Derek Jackson. Number 13, 6' junior, Zach Jackson. And number 14, 5'10" freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars in his first season is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Justin Moore, and Matt Johnson. Kearney Catholic is 12-11 on the season. For the Minden Whippets, number 3 is a 6' senior, Jacob Choquette. Number 12 is a 5'10" junior, Nicholas Werner. Number 22 is a 6'2" senior, Jonas Levin. Number 35, a 6'2" sophomore, is Adam DeLate. And number 51 is a 6'3" senior, Mitchell Moore. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Aaron Martin, assisted by Shannon Levin and Brian Meyer. Minden is 8-15 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. More coming up after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Again, the winner of tonight's basketball games all meet in the sub-district finals scheduled for Thursday. And Friday, it is girls' district final action here on Classic Hits. We'll follow the Ravenna Lady Jays out to North Platte High School as they take on Dundee County Stratton. On ESPN 1460, Giltner will play for Tran. And on the Breeze, 1230 KHAS Friday night, the St. Cecilia girls will play Sutton. Those games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing the best of luck to all of the athletes and coaches in tonight's game. We'll be back to tip it off between Minden and Kearney Catholic right after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda at Kearney High. Thanks to all the fine sponsors, Athletic Director Mitch Stein, and for making Classic Hits 98.9 your choice for high school sports. The home white and purple trim for Minden, the traveling green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. It'll be Holtmeyer and Levin jumping it up here, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Minden Whippets. Kearney Catholic will come out and play man-to-man, which they have stayed in just about the whole season. Matt Moore guarding Nick Werner, who's just dribbling the ball out between the circles in a low 1-4. Bounce pass over to Jacob Choquette. Choquette holds the ball above his head, tries to get it down to Muller on the post, and Blake Holtmeyer steps in front and picks off the pass. Holtmeyer will push it up the floor, gets it to Jackson, back to Blake on the left wing. Blake jump pass into the hands of Zach. Two Holtmeyers, two Jacksons out there. Into the right-hand corner to Brady Holtmeyer. Steps through the double team up top to Derek. Derek tries to make the pass. He's in the lane. He's trapped. The ball will be knocked away by Muller. And each team turns it over on their first possession. Choquette at the right elbow in the front court here. Hands it off there to Jonas Lovin. Good shooter here for the Minden Whippets. Lovin on the right wing. Takes a step back outside the arc. We played a minute with no shot. Now they clear it out. Muller backs in Holtmeyer for the layup. Mitch Muller able to get the first bucket of the ball game, and Minden is on the board 2-0. They're going to come out with a 1-3-1 three-quarter court zone trap. Moore will take the pass into the front court, try and stay out of that trap. This will be good practice for the Gibbon players tomorrow if Kearney Catholic wins. Minden makes another steal, bounce pass, tried that back door. It's turned over coast-to-coast. Layup is good for Werner. Nick Werner makes it 4-0. Minden with the lead. Moore brings the ball up the floor. Kearney Catholic nearly threw it away again. Get it to Zach Jackson, to Derek. Tough shot, fade away on the left wing from 12, no good. Blake Holtmeyer fights for the loose ball, but it's going to be grabbed by Muller. And Muller gets it into the corner. They want to get some help. Muller gets it back into the hands of Nick Werner. Werner better get that ball across the timeline. He was trapped there for quite a while, and once he got out of there, he kind of forgot that he still needed to get it across the timeline. Now he'll spin into the paint, needs some help. He's trapped in the lane. Backdoor cut. Choquette reverse layup. Partially blocked in there by Derek Jackson. Rebound comes down to Choquette. And a hand check foul on Kearney Catholic. Don't go on Derek Jackson. That's the first foul of the game. Joe and Kirby Wells and Kirk Heinrichs doing the officiating for this C-110 sub-district. Grand Island crew here tonight. And we'll be back on Thursday. Minden with the basketball. Choquette with it out on the right side of the key. Jacob fires through the lane. Ball was dropped that time by DeLade. He gets it, but he would have had an open look at a shot. Now he gets it into the corner to Lovin. Trap. Jump pass over the top. They'll get it to Werner. Werner drives in the lane, dishes it off. Short jumper up and in by Adam DeLade. And it is 6-0. Minden on top here, getting the kind of start that the underdog Whippets need. Into the front court with it is Jackson. Gets it to Holtmeyer, went for the steal, couldn't get it, so Brady Holtmeyer from 10 feet, shot no good. Blake's able to get the rebound, and then he's undercut as he comes down. He doesn't go down, but the foul is called on the Whippets. Goes on Werner, first foul of the game on Minden. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop, Matt Moore to throw it in, gets it to Zach Jackson, to Holtmeyer in the lane, some contact on the way up, shot no good, rebound brought down by DeLate. Up to Lovin into the front court. Choquette, ball fake on the three, has it poked away from behind. Second Minden turnover. Right into the hands of Brady Holtmeyer, who gets it to Blake into the front court. Blake, the 6'2 senior, loses the dribble, has his pocket pick. Going in, Choquette lays it up and scores. Jacob Choquette makes it 8-0. Minden on top. Kearney Catholic, 4:40 to go. First quarter hasn't scored. Moore to the right-hand corner, stutter dribble, runs out of real estate underneath, tries to make a pass, and there's nothing but white and purple, and it's picked off. Steal made by DeLate. Kearney Catholic with four turnovers already here in the first quarter. Minden will bring the ball into the front court, get it to the left elbow to Muller, back out top, Lovin, Minden scores here, and Stars probably forced into a timeout. They get a great pass to Muller. Layup is good. It's 10-0. And timeout will be taken here by Kearney Catholic. It is Minden 10, Kearney Catholic nothing. 4:06 to go in this first quarter of play, and the Whippets on top. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Kearney Catholic's made a couple of switches here. They get it into Tyler Mestel. He spins in the lane. Ball gets loose. It ends up going out of bounds off the Star's leg. And there is your problem for Kearney Catholic. They're not getting shots because that's their fifth turnover. And Minden has put up 10 points midway through the first, and it's a shutout, 10-0 Minden. Mestel and Pierce and Bryce James and Nathan Howe all came in. Holtmeyer stayed in. And now trapped on the other end for Minden is going to be Jonathan Miller. Finally gets it out of there. Now they've got a two-on-one. Choquette takes it at Holtmeyer, puts it up too strong. Rebound, Muller back up and in. It is 12-0 Minden with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic will get the ball into the front court to Harrison Pierce against the zone. Ball deflected by Muller, run down by James, and now the Stars have numbers. He'll pull up at the free throw line, and Muller trying to catch up, fouled him from behind. Mitch Muller with his first personal foul, second team foul on Minden, and Bryce James will try and get the Stars on the board from the charity stripe. Scoreless for the Stars, 3:25 to go first quarter. Minden has got the job done, some great defense. 12-0 free throw in and out, no good. And Muller's going to come out for a breather, and DeLate's going to check back in. Also out there, Cole Gibbons for the Whippets. The second free throw now is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Lovin. Minden going to be fouled in the backcourt. Stars trying to use their defense to force something, and what they force is a foul on Tyler Mestel. And Minden's at a point now where it's going to be more than a good start if they can score again here. They get out to a 14-15 nothing lead here. And it will give them the cushion all the way to at least half, you would have to think. And now the ball stolen away, and Holtmeyer goes in for the layup, and he'll dunk it.
Holtmeyer.
Blake Holtmeyer gets the first 2 points for Kearney Catholic via the dunk. Off the third, Minden turnover. Minden took a while to get it in, but now they've got a 3-on-2, and there's going to be a grab out and around midcourt. There is definitely energy in the gymnasium. And I'll tell you what, don't think that all the other things that they play in, the volleyball teams were in the state finals, the sub-district finals, the girls' sub-district final last week. When these guys see each other from time to time, it's all there. Foul called on Harrison Pierce, his first. Minden looking to get the ball in, and they can't do it. 5-second call. They wanted to get it into the paint, and about 4 seconds in, they made the attempt. The pass, saw it was covered, pulled it back. Back-to-back turnovers for Minden. They've got four. That dunk seemed to be worth about 8 points for Kearney Catholic, the way that the energy picked up here in the gym, but it's still 12-2 in favor of Minden. Kearney Catholic with Matt Moore. Moore, bounce pass on the right wing to Mestel. Back out Moore. Spread the floor here against the 1-3-1. Choquette at the top, and Jonathan Miller at the bottom. With the basketball is Matt Moore. Gets it to Mestel. Mestel puts up the three-pointer. It's in and out. Holtmeyer's there and gets the rebounded bucket. Nobody boxed out Blake Holtmeyer, and he'll have both Kearney Catholic buckets. That was the first three attempted of the game. Baseball pass to the other end. Run down by Gibbons. Can't get a shot. Lucky to just keep possession. And the right side baseline jumper is up and in by DeLate. Second bucket for DeLate. 14-4 Minden. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Mestel throws over the top of the zone press, and a foul will be called. Bryce James got to the ball, and Jonathan Miller was just a half a second late. And that'll be the first foul on Miller. And back in here is Muller for Minden and Nick Werner. Brady Holtmeyer will come in for Kearney Catholic. It's Kearney Catholic ball, so they've got both Holtmeyers, Moore, Pierce, and James on the floor here for this offensive possession. Throw over the top of the zone to Pierce. Harrison, one dribble, lobs it into the far corner to James. James dribbles into the paint, back out, Pierce. Drop step, pulls up from nine, and got it. Harrison Pierce will get his first bucket of the ball game to make it 14-6. Pressure out of the backcourt, man-to-man style. Werner will bring it up on Pierce across the timeline. He comes to the left elbow, gets a little deeper. Bounce pass out of the wing. Wide open three, Miller. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound grabbed by Harrison Pierce. Pierce will push the ball down the middle of the floor. Around Muller, bounce pass underneath to James. He is fouled, and two free throws coming up. So the Stars want to get out and run, and they're finally, with the transition, able to do that here a little bit. The foul is on Miller. That's his second and the team's fourth. James missed a couple of free throws earlier in the quarter. And we'll try and not do that again. Second, first free throw, James, good. That'll make it 14-7 Minden. And Choquette and Matt Ekstrom will come in. So Minden trying to stay fresh like Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic runs 9 or 10. Minden has done the same now. Second free throw for James is on the way, and this time he gets them both. And Kearney Catholic has cut the lead to 6 at 14-8. Ball gets in to Choquette. Choquette guarded by James, tries to stay out of the trap, picks it up and fires into the front court to Ekstrom, skips it over to Werner, back up top, and they try to set up the offense. No quick shot that time by Minden. Right side drive by Choquette, keeps on coming on Pierce. Cut off, kicks it out to Ekstrom, passes on the three, over to Werner. Werner will dribble it back out. The winner gets Gibbon on Thursday night, a 73-55 winner over Bowe, as Werner just puts his head down, goes, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Brady Holtmeyer grabs his first rebound. Up ahead to Blake. Blake's at the high post. Back to Brady. Brady finds a seam, drives in, throws it up. It's no good, but he gets the foul. Holtmeyer knew that he had already been fouled, so he threw it up and just about got it to go in. The foul is on DeLate, his first, and the fifth team foul now on Minden. Holtmeyer looking for his first point of the first quarter. The lefty puts it up and through. So after a 12-0 start by Minden, Kearney Catholic's on a 9-2 run to cut it to 14-9 with 48 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Second free throw also good. Four straight charity tosses right through for the Stars. 14-10. And the pressure is on. Minden breaks it, though. Minden's got a 5-on-2, but they don't attack the hoop. Everybody went out to the wing. Should have been a layup, and instead they're setting up their offense. And Choquette in trouble. Gets it down low to DeLate. He'll be able to turn on the block. No good. Got his own rebound and scores. So Minden does score off that possession like they should have to begin with, and DeLate has 6 to make it 16-10. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Muller is out here trying to guard Moore. But the Stars are going to play for the last shot. Don't have to kill any time. Holtmeyer, Brady with it out on the right side of the key. 10 seconds back to Blake. Blake back over to Moore. 5 seconds. Backdoor lob. Holtmeyer well covered. The ball is picked off. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And after one quarter, it is Minden 16, Kearney Catholic 10. You're listening to the C-110 Boys Subdistricts on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School. Some other scores to pass along to you. St. Cecilia with a 16-8 lead after the first quarter against Southern Valley on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it is Amherst and Overton tied at 11 at the end of the first quarter. Here, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing Minden 16-10. Minden started the game on a 12-0 run. Holtmeyer, Blake for three. That one's over everything, and the ball grabbed by Adam DeLate. Kearney Catholic now 0-2 beyond the arc. Minden's 0-1. Turnover, Stars 6, Whippets 4, rebounds 6-4 in favor of Minden. DeLate and Muller each have 6 for Minden. Kearney Catholic has 4 from Blake Holtmeyer. Top of the key, trying to drive, is going to be Choquette. Gives it off to Lovin, double dribble. He forgot that he dribbled it once to gain possession and then took off with it for the fifth turnover for Minden. Other basketball games, early starts tonight, the early games. We will pass along to you here as those become more updated. Waiting for an update on the Central Catholic St. Paul game as a three-pointer by James in the right-hand corner won't go. Rebound grabbed by Harrison Pierce. He throws it off of DeLate to save the possession. Pierce with his second rebound. And Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Pierce up top to Holtmeyer. Blake immediately attacks the lane. He lost his balance. The shot is well off the mark. Mitch Muller will grab his third rebound. And here come the Whippets into the front court. Little collision, no call with two players that didn't have the ball. Werner drops it into the right-hand corner to Lovin. Lovin into Muller. Great catch and layup is good. 8 points for Mitch Muller, and it's 18-10. Minden, that was a great catch as he was pretty well guarded down low. Moore up the floor to Pierce. Pierce, one dribble into the right-hand corner, tries to bounce it inside to James. Muller will deflect it away. Here comes Tyler Mestel into the game for Kearney Catholic, and Brady Holtmeyer will check out. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, goes far corner. Quick catch and shoot three. James got it. First three-pointer of the game for either team, and James now has 5 points. 18-13, Minden by five. Into the front court with it will be Nick Werner. Stars trying to trap out front now a little bit. Dribbling to the right side. Werner gives it off to Choquette. Off the screen. Makes an over-his-head pass into the corner that ends up in the stands. Sixth turnover for the Whippets. First meeting of the year between these two teams. 12-11, Kearney Catholic. Minden 8-15, and they've lost six in a row. Holtmeyer breaks the press again, comes in, steps between two defenders, and lays it up for his sixth point of the game. 18-15, this is as close as the Stars have been since the start of the game. Crucial that Minden keeps this lead, especially to halftime. They make a long pass to break the press to DeLate. Underneath Muller, blocked by Holtmeyer. Mitch gets it back. And then a foul going to be called. And it looks like this one might be on Holtmeyer. That'll be his first. And two free throws coming up for Mitch Muller. These will be the first free throws of the game for Minden. Minden girls play Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday night in the district final. Minden girls already have guaranteed themselves a spot in the tournament. Looking forward to following them down at the state tournament. That game, of course, coming up at 7 o'clock at Hastings College Friday night. Muller missed the first, hits the second. He now has 9 points, and it's 19-15 Minden. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Moore brings it into the front court, gives it over the left wing to Bryce James, dribbles into traffic, back out top to Blake Holtmeyer. Over to Mestel. Mestel, one dribble, two players cut, so he couldn't get it to either one of them. Here's Jackson. That's Zach. Tries the left baseline, cut off there. Good defense by Trevor Jacobson, who is in now for Minden. Up to Bryce James all the way at midcourt. Starts right, goes back against the grain to Holtmeyer, to Moore, back to James for the three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Jacob Choquette, and Minden will have the basketball. Good defense that time down the floor by Minden. into the front court. Choquette deep into the paint, but does not take the shot. Get it out to Lovin, and the ball poked out of his hands. Here comes Cole Gibbons into the game for the Whippets, and Muller will get a breather. Harrison Pierce will also come in for Kearney Catholic, and James will check out. 4:56 to go, second quarter, 19-15. Minden leads it. Earlier tonight, Gibbon beat Broken Bow, 73-55. 33 for Riley Reinertsen. We'll talk more about that at the half. Give you some halftime scores from our other games. So stay with us. First half stats of our game as well, and Friday's district assignments. With it is Choquette. Choquette on the left wing to the baseline, into the paint, too deep, has to dish it off to Jacobson. Pass not good, turned over, Moore, coast to coast, blocked from behind, but a foul is going to be called. Could have been on one of two Minden players. I don't think it's on Choquette. In fact, I think the officials are going to discuss it underneath, and it is on DeLate. So the block shot was good there, but DeLate with the blocking foul will get Matt Moore to the line to shoot two. That is the sixth team foul on Minden, and Moore's free throw good, his first point. Muller back in, and DeLate will check out here for the Minden Whippets. Second free throw now by Moore, and that's too strong, no good. Rebound yanked down by Jonas Lovin. Lovin will bring the ball up the floor, trying to break the timeline, does. And a timeout going to be called here by Minden. With 4:21 to go in the first half of play, your score, the Minden Whippets 19, the Kearney Catholic Stars 16. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. And, of course, this the most exciting time of the year, the postseason here in basketball. State wrestling this past weekend. Congratulations to Quinn Rutt, Thomas Conley, Adam Keating, all state champions. Of course, the state dual tournament Saturday. ESPN and here, Classic Hits. Talk more about that at the half. Right now, Minden has the basketball leading by three, and a hand check foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic's Tyler Mestel. Mestel, a very good defender, but lately he does get in foul trouble. Not afraid to use up some of those fouls. And again, that's kind of the Kearney Catholic way. They got 10 kids they can play, so if you're in foul trouble, not a biggie. It is only the 15 fouls, so Minden will get the ball in. Skip pass over the top to Cole Gibbons. Stars have went into a zone, which is very unusual. Even on an out-of-bounds play, they don't do that very often. So the scoring has really slowed down here. After a 12-0 start by Minden, it's 19-16. It was 16-10. After the first, Choquette gets it down to the block. There's Muller layup, good. They were very patient, and they found Mitch Muller, and Mitch now has 5 of the quarter, 11 of the game, 21-16 Whippets. Moore across the timeline, got it from Pierce over to Zach Jackson. Back up top to Harrison Pierce. Both Holtmeyers are also in there. Blake on the right elbow to Matt Moore. His first three of the game is good. Matt Moore with the three-point bucket, and it's 21-19. The lead is down to two. Once at 12, Minden. Nick Werner across the timeline to Choquette. And the Stars have went back to their man-to-man. Trying to get it to Gibbons. Pierce reaching, trying to poke it away. Choquette gets tripped, and there's the foul on Harrison Pierce. That'll be the second on Pierce. Team fouls are even at 6. Bryce James will come in for the Stars, and Matt Ekstrom for the Whippets. And it will be Minden ball. They'll take it out in front. of the Kearney Catholic bench. The winners advancing on to Thursday with the district finals on Monday in Class C, Tuesday in Class D. And the entry pass knocked away. Matt Moore comes up with a loose basketball. Moore feeds Holtmeyer. Blake, the reverse layup in traffic, bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Choquette. He needs some help. And as they try to overplay him defensively, a foul going to be called on Brady Holtmeyer. That'll be his first. And it should be a one-and-one situation. Well, they posted it as a foul on the board. And then they take it down. Okay. So at first it looked like they had pointed at Holtmeyer. Instead, they just said that the basketball went out of bounds. 2:24 to go here in the first half of play, 21-19 Minden. Ball kicked to the right-hand corner. Holtmeyer deflects it, and Brady comes away with the steal. Minden, 5 turnovers in this quarter. Kearney Catholic so far, none. And that's allowed the Stars to get back within 2. Blake Holtmeyer looking at the 1-3-1 zone. Dissecting it, getting everybody set. They'll rotate it to James in the left-hand corner. Back inside, Blake loses the ball on the way up, and there's a foul. 2 shots coming for Blake Holtmeyer, his first free throw attempts of the game. And it's going to be called on number 5, Matt Ekstrom. That will be the 7th foul on Minden. And Blake to shoot 2. First one is on the way. It's good. 7 points now for Blake Holtmeyer. And Kearney Catholic's got a chance to tie this basketball game up after being down 12-0. Second free throw on the way. No good. So Minden keeps the lead as Muller grabs his 5th rebound. Minden wants that lead at the halftime locker room. Muller gets it across the timeline, waits for the trailer, Choquette, and they'll get back into their offense. But only 8 points here over the last about 13 minutes for Minden. Muller to the baseline, gets too deep, has the ball ripped out of his hands, taken away by Holtmeyer. Blake to the other end, pull-up jumper is no good, and a foul will be called. And another foul on Ekstrom, his 2nd. And Blake will go right back to the line and shoot 2. Muller was just too deep underneath the hoop and couldn't get back, bent back far enough, and it was just taken out of his hands by Holtmeyer with the block shot. Now John Masker will come in for Kearney Catholic with 1:31 to go, first half. And we are tied at 21. Kearney Catholic now a chance to take their first lead of the game. Holtmeyer puts it up and missed it, so 1 of 2 on both trips to the line. 6th board for Mitch Muller. And he'll get it to Jonas Lovin. Lovin working against the pressure, brings it right down the middle of the floor, gets it to Muller. They're utilizing Muller because they know they won't cover him against the press, but he sure doesn't want to get caught or trapped with the basketball. With it is Ekstrom, back up top to Choquette. Choquette guarded by Masker. Choquette drives, no look pass. Muller underneath, layup good. Muller with all 7 points in the quarter for Minden, and they keep the lead 23-21. 1 minute to go before halftime. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report for you. As Moore into the front court, Masker, open 3, fires. That one is no good. Rebound brought down by Jonas Lovin. And Minden makes the pass up ahead to Ekstrom. Doesn't really have numbers, so he'll stop, wait for Choquette. And Minden wants to play for 1. Head coach Aaron Martin says, let's play for the last. They didn't see it. And we've got a whistle. And that may have been away from the ball. Let's find out. Or will they call a hand check on Choquette? Looks like that is the call. Bryce James with his first personal foul. And a 1-1 now coming up for Jacob Choquette. The 1-1 front end is no good. Blake Holtmeyer with his 3rd rebound. Stars only have 6. They try the fast break. Ball is loose. Picked up by Masker underneath. His shot is no good. Muller will pull down the rebound. 24 seconds to go. They'll give it to Choquette. He's pressured by Moore. Brings it up on the left wing. To the key. To the baseline. Then kicks it back out top to Lovin. 12 seconds to go to Nick Werner. 28-foot line. 8 seconds to go. Werner guarded by Brady Holtmeyer. Attacks the middle of the lane. Finger roll in and out. No good. Ball is picked up by Blake Holtmeyer from three-quarter court. He'll fire it, and that is halftime. And so after a 12-0 start, Minden has been able to hang on to the lead, but only two going into the half. But not bad since they're trying to shake this six-game losing streak. They came out on fire at a low-scoring first half of play. It is the Minden Whippets, 23, and the Kearney Catholic Stars, 21. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Ravenna, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It's Minden 23 and Kearney Catholic 21. Earlier tonight in our first game, Gibbon got 33 points and 7 rebounds from Riley Reinertsen, as they defeated Broken Bow 73-55. Garrett Stroh also went with 19 points in the basketball game, as 8 different players did score. For Broken Bow, they were led by Grayson Minnick with 20 points, Jordan Lemberg 10 points and 10 rebounds. Marcus Miller had 12 points as Broken Bow ends their season at 10-12. Gibbons 17-7 will play the winner of this game Thursday night at 7 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Other halftime scores in the battle of top 5 teams in C2. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 23 and defending state champion Southern Valley 16. That's currently on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And in the D19 at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, Overton and Amherst are tied at 20 at the half. Again, those games are also available on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Taking a look at some other games that were played earlier tonight in boys action on Class C and D Subdistrict Night. Ainsworth defeated Neely Oakdale 80-57. Archbishop Bergen over Pender. Bertrand beat Eustace Farnham by 1. It was Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth 58-36. Elwood over SEM 69-43. Heartland beat McCool Junction 90-66. Heartland Lutheran over Harvard 48-21. Kennesaw squeaked by Pleasanton 45-44. And it was Spalding Academy over Ewing 79-38. Kearney and Grand Island girls are playing in district action right now. The winner will get Bellevue East on Thursday night. East outscored Omaha South tonight 79-74. Don't forget that the Class C and D girls district tournaments are coming up on Friday night. And here's what we've got for you in C1. It will be Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic at Hastings College. In C2, Ravenna will be taking on Dundee County Stratton. That will be at North Platte here on Classic Hits. St. Cecilia Sutton will play at Hastings High on 1230 KHAS. Also going on in Class D on Friday night, it will be Red Cloud against Humphrey St. Francis at Grand Island Central Catholic. Elm Creek will play Arapahoe at Lexington. In D2, Bertrand and Giltner will play at Gibbon on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All of those games tip off at 7 o'clock. Here it's the halftime, Minden 23, Kearney Catholic 21, and we'll be back with the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Now let's take a look at our first half numbers, starting with Kearney Catholic. Five different players have scored. Matt Moore has 4 points. Bryce James, 5 points. Blake Holtmeyer leads the way with 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Brady Holtmeyer's had a pair of free throws for his 2 points and 1 rebound. And Harrison Pierce also has 2 points and 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second. A third of the Stars' points have been from the charity stripe. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, and 2 of 6 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter, none in the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. Foul situation, Mestel and Pierce have 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second at the half, 21 points, 7 rebounds. 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers for Kearney Catholic. For Minden, Jacob Choquette, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Nick Werner, 2 points. Jonas Levin, 3 rebounds. Adam DeLate, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Mitch Muller, 13 of the team's 23 points. He had all 7 of their points in the second quarter. He also has 7 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 of the second. They've been to the line two times where they are 1 of 3 in the game. Attempted 1 3-pointer and missed it. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 6 in the second. Foul situation, Ekstrom, Miller, and DeLate all have 2. Minden had the first 12 points of the game, scored 16 in the first, 7 in the second. And at the half, Minden has 23 points, 16 rebounds. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. At the half, the number 3 seed Minden leads the number 2 seed Kearney Catholic 23-21. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, Science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High School. As we begin the third quarter of play, it will be Minden basketball holding a slim 23-21 lead over Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic trying to deny the inbounds pass, but Lovin does get open to the stars, starting the man-to-man. Same five starters are out there for both teams. Minden has Choquette, Werner, Lovin, DeLate, and Muller. The stars have Moore, both Holtmeyers, and both Jacksons. Lovin on the right wing, gets it into the paint. DeLate dribbles through, wrap-around pass. Didn't get into Muller's hands, but it did get into the corner to Werner, so a break for Minden. DeLate will have to shoot that. He was 3 feet from the hoop, no need to pass it. And now we've got a foul called on Blake Holtmeyer trying to make the steal. That will be his second and the first foul of the half. So Holtmeyer, Mestel, Pierce have two. Minden has three players with two. Lovin to throw it in. Goes all the way cross court to DeLate. Tries to get it into Muller. Holtmeyer steps in front. DeLocks it away. Out of bounds to Minden. Pretty risky there by Holtmeyer. He just got his second, and 2 seconds later, he's going through Muller to try and make the steal. And it'll be Lovin taking it in from the deep corner out to Werner. He's got an open three. Nick fires. It is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Holtmeyer hits fifth. That's just the second three taken by Minden. Up the floor, Jackson. Derek to the trailer. Brady Holtmeyer. He'll lay it up. No good. Brady got it back, and it's good. First bucket of the ball game for Brady Holtmeyer, and we are tied at 23, 1 minute into the third quarter of play. Muller in the backcourt. He finds his man, Werner, tries to jump past the DeLate. Zach Jackson will knock it out of bounds. Minden will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it, it'll be Choquette. Looking. Finally dumps it into the right corner to Muller. They're going to try and trap him. Look at the big fella dribble it out of there. 6'3 senior. I would not want to take a charge from Mitch Muller. He's no Pete Trausch, but it would have to be in that very vicinity. Here's a reach-in foul on Derek Jackson. And now he has two. And again, Minden will take it out underneath their own hoop. Looking for some points. After that 12-0 start, in fact, it was 10-0 4 minutes into the game. And since then, they have scored 13 points. That's 12, 13 and a half minutes. Against this Kearney Catholic man-to-man, Choquette trying to come off the ball screen. But Jackson stays right with him. Now they go to Muller. The ball deflected out of bounds. And it will go to Minden. Minden underneath their own hoop. Lobs it out top to Lovin. Guarded by Brady Holtmeyer. Jonas, the senior, going against the freshman. Backs him in. Little turnaround, one-handed hook. No good. Blake Holtmeyer grabs his sixth rebound right down the middle of the floor. Coast to coast. Has it knocked away? Was it off his leg? Well, if it was, they didn't call it. Jacob Choquette was the one that poked it away. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Jackson to throw it in. More wide open. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Choquette, but there was no lane, so he slows it down. He'll still have the dribble. Now he decides to attack. Throws it off the glass. No good. Bodies everywhere. Ball grabbed here by Jackson. Zach brings it down the floor. Three on one. Gives it to Brady Holtmeyer, who gets fouled underneath the hoop. Holtmeyer actually was too deep. He hit the bottom of the rim on the way up, and that was not because of the foul. But there was a foul on the play, and it's on Jonas Lovin. First foul on him. First of the half on Minden. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Brady Holtmeyer. He's now 3 of 3 at the line. And the Stars have their first lead of the game. One. And now two. Brady with the first 4 points of the second half for Kearney Catholic. And it's 25-23. Minden now trails for the first time. Lovin breaks the press. Great pass underneath. The layup is good for DeLate. DeLate, his first bucket since the first quarter. Fast break the other way. Derek Jackson hits the trailer. Moore handed his face. Choquette gives it off to Zach. Zach for three. It is a little short. And a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Blake Holtmeyer got up there and then ran into his brother. And his brother ran into a Minden Whippet. And Brady will pick up his second personal foul. And the Stars will put on some full court pressure. Filling up the floor on the right side with it is going to be Werner. Nick guarded here by Derek Jackson. 25 all, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Lower than normal scoring game here. And now Werner needs some help. DeLake comes out, gets it at midcourt, throws it back over to Choquette, who has it punched away and out of bounds. So Minden was getting it inside in the first half because Muller and DeLate had 19 of their 23, and they have been shut down here so far in the third quarter. Here's another no-look pass that Muller wasn't ready for, and it's going to be stolen away. Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore to the other end. Contested shot is good. Moore now with 6 points, and the Stars up 27-25, getting ready for the mass substitutions. Left-hand dribble, Werner trying to get that stutter dribble and separation from the defender, Jackson, and instead he walked with the basketball. Since the end of the first quarter, Minden has turned it over 8 times and Kearney Catholic 0. Holtmeyer will stay in. Blake for the Stars. Here's Bryce James, Harrison Pierce, Tyler Mestel, and also Nathan Howe. For Minden, they will throw in Jonathan Miller right here and also checking in Cole Gibbons, Harrison Pierce. He'll try a three-pointer. It's on the way and no good. Don't think that was the shot the Stars were looking for, but their philosophy is you're open, pull the trigger. And it has worked for them for a number of years. 27-25 Stars, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter after being down 12-0 to start the game. Minden trying to find a way not only to get another spurt, but just to get started here. Here's Gibbons, tries the right side up and under, and then he was so open that he threw it right over the rim. Holtmeyer grabs the loose basketball. Coast to coast, they don't stop him. He scores, he's fouled. A chance for a three-point play. And Minden may need a timeout. They just don't have anything going. And for Blake Holtmeyer, he now has 10 points. The foul is called on Jonas Lovin, his second. 2 of 4 at the line so far for Holtmeyer. And the lefty for the three-point play is short. And the rebound grabbed by Cole Gibbons. That's his first. Gives it off to Choquette. 29-25, Kearney Catholic, their biggest lead. Into the front court, DeLate to Lovin. He'll try a three. It's too strong, and it deflects off of Mestel out of bounds. Again, it was an air ball. You're never really ready for that air ball when you're right underneath the hoop, and we've seen 3 or 4 of those both ways tonight. And the rebound maybe goes to somebody that shouldn't. In this case, it just deflected out of bounds. On the low post, they get it to DeLate. Short jumper, no good. Rebound, Bryce James. James will push the ball up the floor, find Holtmeyer in the front court. He'll come in, challenge everybody. Bodies fly, blocking foul called. And Blake Holtmeyer will go to the line on the blocking foul on Adam DeLate, his third. And checking in after a short break is Mitch Muller, or at least he will between the free throws. And it's on the way and in. Holtmeyer now with 3 of the quarter, 11 in the game. Makes it 30-25. Second free throw, good. Stars already with 10 points here midway through the third quarter. They only had 21 and a half. So a good start here, and Kearney Catholic is up by 6, and Minden's got to find a way to stop the bleeding. And there is the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:50 to go in the third quarter of play. It is now Kearney Catholic 31, Minden 25.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
3:50 to go in the third quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic has outscored Minden 10-2 so far here in quarter number 3. Taking 31-25 lead, and Minden out of the timeout will have the basketball back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Kearney High. The winner will play Gibbon on Thursday night at 7. We'll have that for you as well. given a 73-55 winner over Broken Bow tonight. As Gibbons pass, knocked away more, but it went out of bounds. Gibbons, along with Choquette, Muller, Lovin, and Miller, the five on the floor offensively for the Whippets. Jonas Lovin has not scored here. Ooh, a throw over the top of the zone. Barely got over there. And all Minden does is bring it back out. They're really trying to spread the floor, find the big guy. Muller hasn't even touched it, I don't think, here in the third quarter, at least not without getting a rebound. There he's got it on the right elbow. Spins, looks for the back cut. It's covered. Kicks it out. Choquette for three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Matt Moore has his first rebound of the game. Up the floor to Jackson. Zach buries the 10-footer. And it's a different-looking basketball team right now for the green and gold, and they are up 8, 33-25. At the other end, left elbow behind the back pass for a layup. Choquette missed. Muller rebound, fouled, shot no good. Jonathan Miller made a pretty nifty pass there, but again, Minden just could not finish. That's the eighth rebound of the game for Muller. He's one of two, and the foul is on Blake Holtmeyer. That's his third. We'll see how the Stars handle this. Blake may need to come out of the game. Free throw Muller is good. Only the third point of the quarter here, and Holtmeyer will come out, and Tyler Mestel will come in with 2:47 to go here in quarter number three, 33-26. Second free throw on the way. Muller got it, 33-27. And a little pressure on in the backcourt. 1-3-1, three-quarter court trap. Minden needs to force some turnovers. Kearney Catholic has not turned it over since the end of the first quarter, where they had six of them. Well, and there it is. Trying to throw over the top of it. This is what Minden wants. Score, put the pressure on. That's what got them on that first quarter run. And it'll be Minden with the basketball. Now they've got to take advantage offensively. Inbound to Werner, gives it right back to Ekstrom. Werner still in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Ekstrom into the front court. And now they can get into their offensive set. Between the circles, Werner. 2:15 to go here in the quarter. Minden has been a lot more disciplined as the game moves along. Werner can't get a three away. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Wheels it back over to Ekstrom on the strong side. Tries to force it into DeLate. DeLate caught it, and then there was nobody to pass it to. He tried to pass it, and it's turned over. Adam has become kind of scared to shoot. At the other end, Holtmeyer hits the rim on the way up on the layup. It's no good, and DeLate hustles back and gets the rebound. But the 6'2 sophomore, when he gets that ball, that's why you post up 4 feet from the hoop. You get it, you shoot it. And they'll try to get it to him again, maybe. Muller at the top of the circle. Swings it over to Ekstrom, down to DeLate, and there's a hand check foul on Moore. Good call. Matt Moore with his first personal foul. That's already the fifth foul of the half on Kearney Catholic, so keep that in mind as we get to the fourth quarter. Minden's going to get a chance to shoot free throws if the Stars keep fouling. Ekstrom to throw it in for the baseline. All the way to midcourt. Unguarded there is Jonathan Miller. Miller will just dribble in place, guarded by Mestel in the man-to-man. Fires it underneath. Muller's there. Layup's good. So they finally got the ball in the hands of Mitch Muller down on the block, and he scores. He now has 17 points, 33-29. The lead is four for Kearney Catholic. Brady Holtmeyer gives it back to Moore. Fakes the three, drives, tries to get it underneath to Jackson. Deflected out of bounds. Kearney Catholic ball. 1:11 to go, third quarter. And a tight, tight ball game. Lob it into Mestel. It's not a great pass. The ball goes out of bounds. Off of Minden, they say. And the officials agree on this one. One official making the call. The other official telling the Minden coach it was the right call because he had the same thing. Brady Holtmeyer, left elbow, drives into a triple team, forces the jumper. Great defense, Minden. Rebound brought down by Matt Ekstrom, and then he loses the ball coming up the floor. That'll give Kearney Catholic a chance to take it to the hoop, and a blocking foul called on Mitch Muller. Will send Zach Jackson to the line to shoot two free throws. That's the second foul on Muller. And Zach will go to the line. Has 2 points. 52 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. The free throw, no good, short. And here comes reinforcement. Choquette for Minden. And for Kearney Catholic, James, Howe, and Pierce. Staying out there will be Jackson at the free throw line and Mestel. 52 seconds to go, third quarter, 33-29, Kearney Catholic. And the second free throw, Zach Jackson, is good, 34-29. And a long pass to the midcourt line to Ekstrom against the pressure and a blocking foul on Mestel, trying to not let him get around him. And for Tyler Mestel, that is going to be his third personal foul, sixth team foul here in the third quarter. And a big third quarter for Overton. After being tied 20-20 at the half, they now lead Amherst 43-26 at the end of three quarters. And the Kearney girls beat Grand Island tonight. We don't have the exact score, but the Bearcats do win. They'll play Bellevue East Thursday. Lob it into Muller. Double team, but he's too tall. He catches. He scores. Six in the quarter, 19 in the game. 34-31, the lead back down to three. Here's an open 15-footer free throw line jumper. Good, Nathan Howe. His first bucket of the basketball game. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. 36-31, Stars. Choquette to the front court to Muller, right back to Jacob. Down to 10 seconds. Choquette to the corner to Werner. Werner back up top. Choquette wide open. Probably should have took it. Jacob drives, dishes it off the late. Open layup, good, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So even though Minden lost their lead here in the third quarter and were down by as many as eight, they've battled back to cut it to three. You're listening to the C-110 Boys Subdistrict Semifinal on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's Kearney Catholic 36, Minden 33.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. The fourth quarter begins. Kearney Catholic will have the ball, leading Minden 36-33. The winner keeps their season alive to play Gibbon on Thursday. The loser goes home. Here's a backdoor lob for Blake Holtmeyer. It was a little too tall. He tried to tip it in. It's no good of the rebound brought down by Adam DeLate. And that is his fifth of the basketball game. Minden a chance to tie it with a three-pointer, but they get it down to the late. He'll score and a foul, a chance to get it the old-fashioned way. Muller and DeLate have 31 of the team's 35 points, and they're coming down low. What a game plan Coach Aaron Martin and his squad had coming into tonight's basketball game. And the free throw by DeLate is up, and it is good. And we are tied at 36. Kearney Catholic was down 12, then they were up 8. And now it comes down to the last 7.5 minutes, 36-36. Glad you're with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is Hastings St. Cecilia leading Southern Valley, 34-27 at the end of three. That's on the breeze, 94.5. Blake Holtmeyer's pull-up from nine is no good. Choquette gets the rebound. And into the front court, Werner. Lovin throws a bullet underneath, and Gibbons had no chance at that one. Turned over, and then Kearney Catholic gives it right back. Just the second turnover of the half for the Stars. Minden has turned it over five times in the half. They've got 15 in the game. The Stars have eight. Kearney Catholic is 12 of 19 at the free throw line compared to 3 of 5 for Minden. A big difference in the game. Choquette out top to Cole Gibbons. Gives it to Lovin. They've isolated him one-on-one against Brady Holtmeyer. He's got room. He drives. He scores. Holtmeyer didn't want to commit the foul. And Jonas Lovin with his first bucket of the game. And Minden has regained the lead, 38-36, with the first 5 points here in the fourth quarter. The last two of the last quarter, that's seven straight. Holtmeyer goes again. The runner no good. Got his own rebound. Up, in, and a foul. Blake Holtmeyer, a chance for a three-point play. He's now got 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks for the senior leader of this basketball team, Blake Holtmeyer. The foul is called on Werner, the second on Nick. Fifth team foul. Stars are already committed 7, so Minden's in the bonus. Free throw up by Holtmeyer, crawls over the front of the rim and in. That is 8 free throws, and 5 of them have been made by Blake tonight. And it's 39-38 Stars, 6:10 to go in the game. Don't forget, when we're done, final stats, coaches, interviews, scores from around the area on the Misco Sports postgame show. Gibbons on the post, gets it down on the block to Werner, kicks it right back out, reverse it. Werner looking to get a 3 away, but right in his hip pocket is Brady Holtmeyer. Pick and roll to Lovin. Lovin down the baseline, nowhere to go, has to dish it off to DeLate, kicks it out, here's the 3, Werner, and it is good, the first of the game for Minden. 5 points for Nick Werner. Minden is 1 of 4 from the outside. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 10. They haven't made one in the second half. Matt Moore over to Jackson. Derek down to Blake Holtmeyer. Left baseline. Skip pass to Zach. Zach for 3. It's too strong. Rebound. Fought for and ends up in Nick Werner's hands. His first for Minden. They've got a 5-on-4. Open at the other end. Choquette fed to late. Again, instead of taking a wide open layup, they kick the ball out. And a foul called. Will send Kearney Catholic's Blake Holtmeyer probably to the bench with his 4th foul. And DeLate will end up going to the line to shoot 2. And the first free throw by DeLate is on the way. It's good. 42-39 Minden, and they've been doing this with Mitch Muller on the bench. Muller will come in, and Bryce James comes in for Kearney Catholic. And Coach Scott Carlin is going to roll the dice. He's going to leave Blake Holtmeyer in the game with 5:19 to go and 4 fouls. Second free throw up, and DeLate hit them both. DeLate already with 5 points here in the game. And here's going to be a foul. Did they call a foul? I think they called a foul on Cole Gibbons after the free throw was made, apparently pushing off on what was going to be a rebound opportunity. His first, team 6th. So the 8-point lead the Stars had at 33-25 has vanished. They're down 43-39. And Bryce James has picked up his dribble in the corner, and a timeout will be called by Kearney Catholic. They will have 3 remaining with 5:05 to go in this basketball game. It's Minden 43, Kearney Catholic 39. You're listening to postseason basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Steph Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kearney Catholic will bury a 3 right out of the inbounds play. And Zach, with his first 3 of the game, the Stars' first 3 of the half. And it's 43-42. Minden's lead now down to 1. 4:45 to go in the game. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. A jump ball would go to Minden. Choquette at the top of the circle. Gives it off to Werner. Werner, left-hand dribble, looking for DeLate. DeLate back cut covered. Back up top, Choquette. Gibbons and Muller also out there. The 5 on the floor now for the Whippets. Resetting, Choquette decides to drive. James cuts him off, so he'll back it up. Still with the dribble is Choquette. Brings it all the way to the left wing. Backs in again. 5-second count on to Werner. He's open for 3. It is in and out, no good. And the ball, a foul. Muller and Mestel were going for it. Even Blake Holtmeyer was in there. And the foul is going to be called on Mitch Muller. That'll be his 3rd. Both teams are now in the bonus. That means Tyler Mestel will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He hasn't scored, maybe has only shot once tonight. Back in for Minden, Jonathan Miller and Jonas Lovin Coming out will be Cole Gibbons and Adam DeLate. And at the line, Tyler Mestel, 1-1, a chance to tie the game. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Jonas Levin. That'll be his fourth. 43-42, Minden, 4:10 to go. The winner gets given Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Overton has pulled away from Amherst, and St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull, Southern Valley. In our other games, Donovan Trumbull and Elm Creek were winners earlier tonight in our radio games. We'll give them all to you in the postgame show. Muller got posted, and then he missed the layup and a foul on the backside on Bryce James. They had him posted up on Holtmeyer. Blake with four fouls couldn't do anything, and Bryce James came around from the backside and grabbed him for his second personal foul. And now Muller will go to the line to shoot two. Mitch is 3 of 4. He's got a game-high 19 points, 8 rebounds. And the senior wants to play again Thursday. Free throw up, free throw good. 20 points for Muller. 15 for DeLate. That's 35 of the 44 points for Minden. 44-42. Now Muller with his second free throw. On the way, it skips off no good. And Blake Holtmeyer will grab his ninth rebound unofficially. Quickly up the floor to James. Pull-up 18-footer is good. Bryce James hits it from the wing, and we are tied at 44 with 3.5 to go. The loser's done. The winner keeps playing, and you can feel it here in the gym. Muller trying to get position down low. Fans getting into the game. They were getting into the game when the girls played last week. But this has a lot more on the line because last week you knew they were both going to state. Here's Muller. He's going to take the 14-footer and hit the jumper. Mitch Muller playing like an all-stater tonight. It's 46-44. Minden regains the lead as James to Jackson into the front court. More 3 minutes to go. Matt to Holtmeyer. Blake skip pass over to James. Fakes the three. Drives in. 12-footer short. Ball comes out to the free throw line, and Muller, who had to come out and put a hand in the face of the shooter, gets his ninth rebound into the front court. Werner. Ooh, Lovin was open on the back cut, but they didn't see him. Back out front, they'll go to Choquette. Skip pass into the corner to Werner. Kearney Catholic staying in the man-to-man. Back up top, Choquette. 46-44, Minden, 2.5 to go. Post up Muller again on Holtmeyer. Muller takes it in. Holtmeyer blocks the shot and knocks it away. Blake with the four fouls blocked it. Fast break the other way. James takes it at Lovett and lost the ball. Turnover, Kearney Catholic, just their third of the half. And now Minden trying to secure it, and James just couldn't give it up. Frustrated with the turnover and committed a backcourt foul, which you cannot do because that is the 10th foul, and that is two free throws for Minden. And coming to the line will be Nick Werner. His first trip to the line, he's got 5 points. 2:15 to go in the game. That's the third foul on James. Free throw up off the front of the iron. No good. Again, Minden had lost 6 in a row to drop to 8-15 coming in. Kearney Catholic, the 3 in a row winning streak was their longest of the season. But Minden jumped out 12-0 and then fell behind 8 midway through the third. Now they've got the lead. Second free throw in and out. He missed them both. Rebound to Matt Moore. 46-44 Minden. Here come the Stars. Brady Holtmeyer back out to Matt Moore. Back to Brady. The Stars have to not just rely on Blake Holtmeyer to score. They cannot be timid here. Just keep playing. 2 minutes to go. Here's Holtmeyer. He got tripped up, and we've got a foul. Everybody put their arm in the air for that one. All three officials had the call, and they all had the same call. So you can't get an argument on that one. The foul is going to go on Miller. That'll be his third. And it's going to be a two-shot foul here for Blake Holtmeyer, who is 5 of 8 at the line tonight. He's got 15 points. He's got 16 points as the next one is up and in. Here comes Harrison Pierce in for Derek Jackson. So that means it's more both Holtmeyers, Pierce and Bryce James for the Stars. I'll set Minden for you here on their offensive possession. Second free throw, good. Minden wants to sub. Holtmeyer now has 5 of the quarter, 17 in the game. We're tied at 46. DeLate is in. Muller is out. So Lovin, DeLate, Werner, Choquette, and Miller. And pressure in the backcourt here by Kearney Catholic. 46 all, 2 minutes to go. Lovin. Ball fake, dribbles around the pressure, heads up the floor, seeing if there's a seam, fires it underneath DeLate. DeLate shot blocked by Brady Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic comes out of there with a basketball. Up the floor they come. Matt Moore drives into the paint, kicks it out to James. Drop step, walk. Those are the ones that are so close. You just don't know. Sometimes they kind of let them slide by. Sometimes they are walks. And Kearney Catholic turns it over for the 10th time. Minute in the backcourt. We'll get it into Miller. Right back to Choquette. 1:35 to go. 46-46 Stars and Whippets. It's palm sweating time here at Kearney High. Top of the key, Choquette. And a timeout, Minden. Both teams have three timeouts, so they can set a play up here. Nothing but full-length timeouts for Minden and Kearney Catholic. They do have a 30, I guess, but this will be a full-length timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney, Minden ball with 1:25 to go. We're tied at 46.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Sport broadcast booth. 1:25 to go in the game out of the Minden timeout. The Whippets have the ball. We're tied at 46. Werner hands it off into the hands of Lovin. The crowd is into it. Minden with a basketball here. Good student section on both sides. Would Minden even think about playing? No, not for the last shot. Back cut. Choquette missed the open layup and the rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. He's trying to go coast to coast. Dishes it off to Moore. Layup good. Kearney Catholic has the lead. 48-46. Now it's Minden's turn. Boy, they had a great play. Just put it up a little too strong. Werner into the front court. Still have two timeouts. Let's see if they use one. Werner, bounce pass. Down to DeLate. Back out to Choquette. 40 seconds to go. To Muller, they got him posted up. Turnaround jumper rolls off the front of the rim, no good. Holtmeyer's got the rebound. Now they're going to have to foul Moore into the front court, and a foul called. Choquette was trying to poke it away, and by the look on his face, he wasn't trying to foul. But I think that's what they need with 30 seconds to go. It's the ninth team foul, and a one-on-one here for Matt Moore. Moore, 1 of 2, 8 points, senior guard for the Stars. A chance to make it a two-possession game. The free throw is up. It is no good. Boy, that didn't have any rotation. Muller gets the rebound, his 10th. Minden can tie or possibly win with a three. Lovin brings it up, guarded by James, and a timeout going to be called here. It's a 30-second timeout by Minden. They'll have one remaining. 21 seconds to go in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 48, Minden 46.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
21 seconds to go in somebody's season. The possibility of overtime exists. It's Kearney Catholic 48, Minden 46. It'll be Minden basketball in front of their own bench. Muller underneath. Choquette, DeLate, Lovin to throw it in. And Werner against the Stars man-to-man. They get it into Werner easily. He dribbles out towards midcourt. Picks the dribble up. Needs some help. DeLate now at midcourt with 15. Bounce pass over to Choquette. Choquette on the dribble penetration. Over to Werner underneath to Muller. It's stolen away by Holtmeyer. Time is ticking and a foul. They caught Holtmeyer in the nose, but he's okay with 6.9 to go. Kearney Catholic was aware of where the ball was going to go. And Blake Holtmeyer made the steal, the second turnover of the fourth quarter for Minden. And Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin, before his man shoots two free throws, decides to call a timeout. It is a full-length timeout. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Two free throws for Blake Holtmeyer on the 10th Minden foul, leading to 6.9 to go. He's 7 of 10 tonight. It's good. And if Holtmeyer makes this, it might be enough to seal the deal. 49-46. Minden does have a timeout. They might be able to stop it with about a second if they can score. Second free throw. No good. A three ties it. And a timeout immediately called here in the backcourt by Minden as DeLate has grabbed the rebound. I don't think, if I was Minden, I'd be asking for more time on the clock because they immediately called the timeout, but they're not. 5.7 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic 49, Minden 46. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're going to keep it right here. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, and we will recap not only our game, but games from around the state tonight. We'll be bringing you coaches' interviews, final stats, and with 5.7, will Kearney Catholic foul? This is that situation where you go, you know what, two free throws don't beat us. But with Mitch Muller and Adam DeLate, I think I'd take my chances on Minden shooting a long three. Let them shoot the three. Don't take that chance that Muller or DeLate can get a putback. Either way, though, we'll see what they do. For Minden, they've made 1 3-point basket tonight, and that was Nick Werner in the fourth quarter. They're 1 of 4. And it looks like coming out will be Miller, Lovin, Choquette, Ekstrom, and Werner. All five guards. So here we go. It'll be Lovin to throw it in. 5.7 to 3, a tie for Minden. Lovin looking, throws it underneath to Choquette. 4 seconds at midcourt. Choquette launches a 45-footer, and that's the end of the ball game. And Kearney Catholic, after starting the game down 12 to nothing, is able to come back and win it 49-46 as Minden will end their season at 8-16. Kearney Catholic now extends their longest winning streak of the season to 4 games and is now 13-11 on the season. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon will play for the C-110 Sub-District Championship Thursday night at 7 here on Classic Hits. The first meeting, Kearney Catholic also had to come back from a double-digit first-quarter deficit to beat Gibbon in overtime, 62-60, right before the conference tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's has been taking care of our area athletes for years and will continue to do so, making sure that they're ready on the court, on the field, on the mat, wherever they're at. Misco Sports takes care of your schools and your athletes. Be better equipped for the games you play with Misco Sports. Well, what a game it was tonight. You have got to credit Minden's effort here this evening. They battled and battled and battled, and even when they let the 12-point lead get away from them and fell down by 8 midway through the third quarter, most of us probably thinking, well, that's it. They've made their try. They've played tough. But they did not give up, and they came back and took the lead. But a couple of late turnovers sealed the deal for them. Kearney Catholic did not miss free throws, and they were able to get to the line more tonight and win this ball game 49-46. We'll be back and take a look at all the final numbers of tonight's ball game. We do want to give you a couple of other scores that have just become final. Overton is able to advance on with a 58-39 win against Amherst. Sandhill-Stedford beat South Loop 62-38. Kearney Girls a winner tonight over Grand Island 50-24. We'll have a lot more for you coming up. Stay with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, we're going to be joined by head coach Scott Carlin here in just a moment. We'll let him catch his breath and run down the stats for you real quick. For Minden, Jacob Choquette, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Matt Ekstrom, 1 rebound. Nick Werner, 5 points, 1 rebound. Jonas Lovin, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Cole Gibbons, 1 rebound. But it was the post players that did the majority of the scoring tonight for Minden. Adam DeLate, 15 points, 7 rebounds. And one of the best games of his entire career for Mitch Muller tonight, 22 points, 10 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Minden, 1 of 3 in the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. And turnovers, 10 in the first half, 6 in the second half. 23 points at halftime, 23 more in the second half. Minden finishes with 46 points, 29 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 16 turnovers. Minden will end the season at 8-16. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Bryce James, 7 points and a rebound. Tyler Mestel, 1 rebound. Zach Jackson, 6 points and a rebound. Brady Holtmeyer, 6 points and 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 2 points and 2 rebounds. And once again, leading the way tonight for the Stars, Blake Holtmeyer, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots, including a key one late in the game on a Mitch Muller shot when he had 4 fouls, and he was able to get a clean block and turn it into points at the other end. 7 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Stars, 7 of 12 in the first half, 9 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 4 in the second half. But they had 6 in the first quarter and only 1 total in the second and third. And that's when they turned that deficit around. 21 points in the first half, 28 in the second half. The Stars finish with 49 points, 20 rebounds, 16 out of 26 at the free throw line. 3 of 12 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 10 turnovers. Kearney Catholic wins their fourth in a row to get to 13-11 with a 49-46 win over Minden, and more importantly for the Stars, to keep their season alive and earn a rematch with Gibbon on Thursday night. And Coach Scott Carlin joined us here. And Coach, this game had all the drama of a postseason that makes it interesting for the fans, but let's start from the beginning and work our way up. Minden came out ready to play. Not that your guys didn't, but some early turnovers that they forced. They got into that make a bucket, force a turnover, make a bucket. And it's 12-0. You had to call the timeout at 10-0. Well, what's the discussion midway through that first quarter?
I thought our movement was really poor to start the game, from guys burying themselves in the corner, not being ready to cut to the open area, and then all of a sudden it's 3-on-5, and it makes it a lot easier to get those turnovers because they're able to gamble. Well, if he's going to just stand there in the corner, I don't even need to guard him because he's not wanting the ball, you could tell. And I thought the key to the game, other than I thought Blake Holtmeyer's dunk jump started us, but that second four guys that I brought in with Blake, with Harrison Pierce, Bryce James, Tyler Mestel, and Nathan Howe, moved. And that's what kind of turned the tide, because I heard you said 6 turnovers in the first quarter, but I bet you 5 of those 6 were in the first 3 minutes.
They were. Yeah, when you called the timeout, that was just off the 5th turnover. There's no doubt about it. So you went about 16 minutes with 2 turnovers in the basketball game. And that is the beauty of having depth on a basketball team. When somebody or some group isn't working, you can make that adjustment.
Yeah, you know, we've talked all year about it. That's one of our strengths, is that we can mix game plans up, we can mix people up, and it gives a lot of different looks for us. And that was the key for us tonight, is, I mean, being able to sub 4 guys in at a time, and then having Harrison and Bryce just come in and play tremendous ball put tremendous ball pressure on them. I thought the entire first half was a big key for us.
I mentioned numerous times in the first half that I thought it was tremendously important for Minden to have the lead at halftime. After going up 12-0, I didn't care if it was 1 or 2 points, to have the lead. And they did, but you had cut it to 2, so what was halftime like?
Halftime, we talked about that we'd got back in the game, but we knew it was going to be a dogfight. We told the guys all week it was going to be a close one. And, you know, I don't know if the guys kind of looked at their Minden struggles coming in and thought, well, you know, maybe if we can do a few things, they'll quit. But hats off to Coach Martin, Coach Love, and Coach Meyer over at Minden. They came out with a good game plan, and they took us out of some things early, and we just kind of had to adapt a little bit. We moved Blake from one side of the court to the other from where he plays and let him kind of distribute the ball a little bit. And that was able to get his scoring going a little bit.
Well, it was obvious their game plan was to get the ball inside. 37 of their 46 points came from DeLate and Muller.
You know what they did, but I bet you out of those 37, 28 or 30 were off a drive and dish when our bottom guys would overhelp, because we would play straight up at times. And so, yeah, their post players had an incredibly nice game, but I thought their guards passed the ball extremely well, driving off the ball. And we got to work on our hedge and recovers at times. So.
Well, it comes down to a possession. You were able to get to the line more than Minden tonight, which is unusual because they got a lot of points from their post. So you figure, well, but your driving and your dishing and your attacking got you to the line tonight, and you outscored them by 9 from the line.
Yeah, that was key. You know, I thought there's a lot of ways you get to the rim, and driving and or having a post-up game is one way. Another way is just driving and dishing and attacking, and that's kind of how we have to do things a little bit.
Well, you know, we can always say Blake Holtmeyer wills you to the win, but again, Matt finally started to step up. He seemed hesitant to shoot the ball to start the game. That left. Bryce James also had a nice game for
you. Yeah, you know, Bryce hit one a huge three, I thought, in the first half that kind of sparked, or third quarter maybe, first half, third quarter, something like that. And I thought Zach Jackson kind of came alive a little bit and hit one late that was a big shot that most people probably won't realize, but we hadn't hit a shot in a while on that, and Zach just caught in rhythm and fired, which is nice to see from Zach coming out and making a nice play.
Did you know Minden calls the timeout with 21 seconds to go down two? Did you know that they were going to get into Muller? Did you say, hey, Blake, get ready to jump the pass, or did you have something else drawn up?
We figured they were going to try to go down low. That's where they tried to make their living all night. But, you know, Blake does a great job with his athleticism of making plays, and he kind of asked about it, and we go, trust your athleticism. So Blake's just a heady ball player, and he made a heck of a plays offensively, defensively, and probably more than anything, leadership-wise.
Pretty gut check time as well, leaving him in with the four fouls. Finally, we'll let you get out of here. Right. You got Gibbon, the rematch. They did the same thing. They got up double digits on you, and you had to come back to force overtime and win. And even though they lost to Overton on Friday, they still seem to be clicking pretty good. Yeah, that was a 73-69 game.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball incredibly well right now, and we're going to have to play a little better defense, and we can't get down 15 like we did last time. We got to come out ready to go a little bit better, and that's got to be coming from me right away.
A little more on the game plan. Do you want to share with us? I mean, Reinertsen can get his 30, and they can still maybe have a close ball game. He seems to be getting off earlier in games here since the conference tournament.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about, you know, influencing players, I think, of where they like to go and where we can keep them out of is what we're going to try to influence. And, you know, maybe instead of giving him that three-pointer, maybe making him take that dribble, that one dribble pull up to 15 feet. And I know that sounds backwards, but sometimes, as weird as it is with the three-point arc, kids don't ever spend as much time shooting the ball. Not saying he doesn't, because obviously he makes that in his sleep, it seems like. But then he's getting twos instead of threes, at least. And we're going to have to rebound.
Does their win last year renew the rivalry here? I know everybody has that guy, that team they got to get over the hump with. For Gibbon, it was you guys, and they finally did it last year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a big game, but it's a big game. It's a rivalry game. It's a close game. They're 15 miles away from us or whatever, but it's a chance to play on. The loser season is done. So I don't care if it's a rivalry, anything like that. If you can't get up to continue your season, there's something wrong with you.
All right, Scotty, we'll see you Thursday. All congratulations right. Thanks, on buddy. The win. Scott Carlin, head coach, Kearney Catholic Stars. We're back with more on the Misco Sports post-game show after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Another final to pass along. St. Cecilia led the whole way, beat Southern Valley tonight 58-49. Here it was 49-46, Kearney Catholic, and Aaron Martin, head coach at Minden, graciously joins us. But, coach, as we talked off the air here, we can say great game plan, great effort, but I know it still hurts. You did everything that you could tonight and came up 3 points short.
Yeah, you know, we were coming off a six-game losing streak going into this, and we just talked before the game about leaving it all on the floor, and I think we did that, but that makes it hurt even that much more. We're certainly proud of the effort of how we battled our butts off all night.
The key to getting off to the 12-0 start in your eyes was what?
I thought defensive intensity. We got our hands on some passes, and it made them take some tough shots early. And then we just came out and and got some early, you know, we attacked the rim, I thought, and were able to get the ball inside. That was kind of our goal. We thought maybe we had a little bit of an advantage inside, and Mitch and Adam combined for 37. We just, you know, couldn't quite get over the hump.
It is obvious that you wanted to get the ball on the post. Was that something you saw on film? Just kind of talk about that as being your game plan.
Yeah, you know, other than Holtmeyer, you know, Kearney Catholic doesn't have a lot of size, and not that we're real big either, but we played them in the Jamboree game at the beginning of the year, so we had a little bit of experience, and we had some success getting it inside then. And so that was kind of our goal, and we're not a tremendous outside shooting team, and so to win, we need to get the ball inside and get some easy looks.
Just talk a little bit more about Mitch's drive and determination tonight, 22-10 for him.
He's a great kid, and he's just really even keeled, doesn't get too high or too low, but just battles and battles and battles, and I think sometimes being so big, he doesn't get the benefit of some calls inside. Not that that was the difference tonight or anything, but he battles through things with a lot of contact and just keeps his composure.
I said in the first half, as Kearney Catholic was starting to cut into the lead, that I thought it was tremendously important that no matter if it was 1 or 10, that you guys had the lead, because you got off to that great start. Scott told us what was going on in their locker room. What was going on in your locker room at halftime?
Well, you know, we've talked, Doug, we haven't had a great record this year, but there have been a ton of games against really good teams that we've been, it's been a one-possession game at halftime with Ainsworth, St. Cecilia, a lot of good teams. And then that first 3-4 minute stretch out of, you know, out of the break was really key for us. And so we just talked about coming out and controlling the things we can control. And they went on some runs in the second half, but I thought we matched them and answered. And gave ourselves a chance to win down the stretch in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, obviously the gut check comes when the same thing that you just talked about happened in the third quarter. All of a sudden you're down 8, but you get a big bucket at the horn. Mm-hmm. Then you come out and get the first 5 from DeLate, who had been pretty quiet since the first quarter, and you get back in the game, and eventually you take the lead. Just kind of take me through the last minute here. You had a couple 3 possessions. You'd use the timeout. I know you missed a layup on a back cut,
sure.
which is a killer. Then there's a turnover, but you kind of got the looks that you wanted.
Yeah, I thought so. And we credit Kearney Catholic, because when we tried to pound it inside, you know, Blake did a great job of getting around and getting his hands on some balls and keeping us from getting it in there and turn those into points on the other end.
Aaron, finally, just kind of talk about this group of seniors. Everybody's got to get some seniors gone, but Choquette, Jacobson, Lovin, Gibbons, Muller, 5 seniors that played their last game for Minden tonight.
Yeah, these are some really high character kids. They're great in the classroom. They're going to do all the things right in the community. Just, you know, a tremendous group of kids to work with. Never going to complain. Always going to show up to work. Even though, you know, they haven't always been the most athletic bunch compared to some of the teams we've played, but they've battled through some of those things. And certainly proud of each and every one of them. And thanks for everything they gave to the program.
Aaron, it's always a pleasure covering the Whippets, and I guess now all the energy gets behind that that other team. I don't know if the girls are doing that well, but we'll get behind them, and we'll see them at the state tournament.
Yeah, we're excited and wish them the best of luck downstate.
Aaron, thanks for the time.
Thanks for the coverage.
We'll see you next season. Aaron Martin, head coach of the Minden Whippets, come up just short tonight, 49-46. We'll recap the scores from around the area right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's run down the final scores from around the area tonight. We'll start with the girls' districts that were tonight. Kearney beats Grand Island 50-24. They will play Bellevue East, who beat Omaha South tonight 79-74. Aurora beat Lexington 45-29. Crete got by Seward. Fremont was a winner over Lincoln High. Rest of the games all from the Metro. Now on boys' scores tonight. Ainsworth, who is top in the wild card points, beat Neely Oakdale. And Selma Myrna over Stewart, 47-45. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Deschler, 56-40. It was Bertrand edging Eustace Farnham. From what we understand, the Vikings very beat up, but they get a one-point win over Eustace Farnham, 43-42. Burwell beat Twin Loop, 55-41. Chase County down Hershey. Cozad over Gothenburg, 60-46. Elm Creek down Wilcox-Hildreth, 58-36. Elwood over SEM, 69-43. It was Grand Island Central Catholic in a hard-fought game, beating St. Paul 51-45 tonight. I had also seen that Adams Central had picked up the win over Wood River, and that may have now changed. That score has been deleted from the scores table here. But I did see earlier that Adams Central had won, which means they would play Central Catholic. Heartland will play beat McCool Junction. Heartland Lutheran over Harvard, 48-41. It was High Plains over St. Edward. Kennesaw ekes out a 45-44 win over Pleasanton. In overtime, Lawrence Nelson knocks out Giltner, 45-40. Ord beat Arcadia Loup City, 58-34. Overton down Amherst, 58-39. Ravenna 80-20 over Stapleton McPherson County. Sandhill Stedford beat South Loup 62-38. Spalding Academy beat Ewing. And that is a look at the games from our listening area. Again, tonight, game one here. It was Gibbon 73, Broken Bow 55, 33 points for Riley Reinertsen, 19 for Garrett Stroh. For Broken Bow, they got 20 from Grayson Minnick, 12 from Marcus Miller, and 10 rebounds from Jordan Lemberg. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Bisco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes, saying congratulations to those that are continuing on and best of luck in the spring to those whose seasons have come to an end. Bisco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget Thursday, we're right back here for the district final. Friday, girls district, Ravenna Dundee County here on Classic Hits, Giltner Bertrand on ESPN 1460 and St. Cecilia Sutton on 1230 KHAS, and complete coverage of the state dual wrestling tournament Saturday beginning on ESPN at 8:30. The final score, Kearney Catholic 49, Minden 46. It's Kearney Catholic and Gibbon here on Classic Hits Thursday night at 7. This is Doug Duda saying we'll see you then.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Going to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold.